This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Dre Greenlaw just signed with the Broncos.
Yeah.
I'm going to let that marinate for a second.
Yeah.
Dre Greenlaw is signing with the Denver Broncos, along with Talanoa Hufanga. Both of those defenders leave the 49ers in free agency and go to the Denver Broncos. So as I had said earlier, and I told you guys this earlier today, I don't think the 49ers have lost anybody they wanted to keep. That sentence changes now. Now they did. Well, now they just lost somebody they wanted to keep.
Depends on how much they want to pay, because we've seen these other contracts that have happened, and whether it was Jalen Moore or Aaron Banks, and I'm sure that they wanted to keep those players, but not at those prices. And so we'll see what Dre Greenlaw and the contract actually works out to be, because I would imagine the number that he's going to get is going to be a lot bigger than what the 49ers would have wanted to pay. And I think it's going to wind up being north of $10 million a year.
That's my
best guess is going to be that Denver's going to give him a much bigger deal than what the 49ers wanted
to
do.
Well, I've wondered what this was really actually all about all along, the Dre Greenlaw thing, because remember the social media stuff at the end with the wives getting together and Fred Warner's wife and Dre's wife, and they're throwing almost like what looked like a going-away party, but there's tears and everything, and they're all begging and hoping that they'll stay, and a miracle happens, and they know stuff that's going on that we don't, obviously, so I don't know what was being shared. But we had plenty of reports as recently as this morning where the Niners were trying really hard to keep Dre Greenlaw. But it was going to be hard because there was a lot of competition for him. And so it was always seen as less than 50-50. And now it becomes reality. But I don't know that this particular one was just about money and years. I'm sure that's always a driving force behind it. But I've also heard, and I'm sure you have too, that idea that Dre really wanted kind of to be the leader of a linebacker room.
Sure.
He wanted to be the dog. And you can't do that here. You can't do that here because Fred Warner plays here.
Yep. Yeah. That's a fair thing to ask for. And I'll have to wait and see what the money and the years are like. But it seems to me more and more throughout the course of this day that these players that were 49ers are going out there and getting big contracts elsewhere, and the 49ers don't want to pay that. And I'm sure if they would have given Dre Greenlaw a same offer, if not even a little bit more, he probably would have put aside the desire to be the big dog in the room, because he and Fred, as a tandem, they had a special run here. And you think about the history of linebackers here, you know, Patrick and Navarro and the great things that they have done, and you had Fred and Dre, and it just is sad that it ended the way it did with a torn Achilles, and then what, he played two quarters this year?
Yeah, not much. And had to leave kind of with, I don't know if I want to call it injured, but concerns around his physical health in both of the games. Ian Rappaport is weighing in with a report on the money for Dre Greenlaw, which is of interest based on what you just said.
Yep.
3 years, $35 million.
Okay,
so A, yes, north of $10 million, and B, yes, north of 1 year. Now, I don't know where the guarantees fall on all of that. You can always get out of these deals early in the NFL, but everything I had heard about the Niners is that they were kind of in that one-year prove-it deal kind of a situation, which maybe means you could sign him to a two-year with kind of a parachute, but the fact that the Broncos are going to go to almost $12 million a year in 3 years, that probably does the deal.
Yeah, and that's, I think, the same thing you could say about the Aaron Banks contract. And, you know, whether or not he's a mediocre player, he was somebody they drafted. And if the offer comes in at 70-plus million and the Niners are thinking, no, we'd rather have Ben Bartsch making $1 million, then yeah, it becomes a personnel move and also a financial move. And I do look at the 49ers situation, and they're not in cap hell by any stretch, but they're in a little bit of cap difficulty with all the dead money they have and a quarterback that they need to pay. So you can't just start shelling out basically $12 million a year for linebacker number two when linebacker number one is top three in money already.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be straight with you on this one here for a moment, just as a fan. This one hurts.
Oh, it hurts. No doubt. Hurts.
Yeah. Nothing.
Mooney Ward, loved
we
him.
We knew that.
He was great.
Yeah. I almost won it for him because he was in hell this year.
And his wife was like, I don't want to go back to California because of the personal baggage. And I fully understand that. And even Hufanga, who was drafted here and we loved him, and the Hufanga, the Joe Buck call. And, you know, he was also hurt. And it's like, you know, you drafted his replacement and the writing was kind of on the wall there as well. But we all were kind of holding out hope that they were going to find a way to make this work so that Dre Greenlaw could still be a Niner. 57 was going to still be in the red and gold, and now that's done.
Yeah, although it's interesting because I sit here and say from an emotional standpoint, this is the first one today that hurts. But if I were to define what the 49ers are trying to do this offseason is be unemotional. I think last year they got emotional. This year, they feel they need to be unemotional because last year being emotional hurt them.
Yeah, you can look at it that way.
And you're saying that it's an overcorrection, and I hear you, and it may end up being that. But I do think that we, to some degree, like we have to get used to this if you're a fan of an NFL team, there really isn't room for sentimentality, especially in the NFL. There just isn't. It's too physical of a sport. Things happen too fast. Great players turn bad really, really quickly. And so you have to be unemotional, and sometimes that stinks, and they might be wrong. They might be wrong. Dre Greenlaw may go to Denver and turn in to the same guy he used to be. But they also, they might be right. We may be looking at bad legs and someone who doesn't look the same when not playing next to Fred Warner. I really don't know. But I'm not going to lie, as a 49er fan, this is a kick in the shin.
It sucks. And just, you know, as a 49er fan, this day has kind of been a gigantic bummer because every breaking news sounder has been so-and-so is signing somewhere else. And you haven't had that real, all right. And now what? We're kind of holding our breath for Joey Bosa. We're going to wait for day three of free agency and Joey's going to take less and come play with his brother. Cue up the Steiny drop. Yay!
Well, I mean, yeah, it doesn't fire me up as much as maybe some others. But again, I'm not going to sit here and rip who they're bringing in until I know who they're bringing in.
Right.
I'm not going to rip their draft until I see their draft. Even then.
You have to wait 3 years.
You have to wait 3 years.
Draft, yeah.
Exactly.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.